Hello, friends.
Hello.
The tens, our tens on duty today are the Russian-speaking Kli groups, including Volga, Peter Kli, and Moscow number 8. Moscow number 8, please, the right of speech is yours.
Or Peter 3, please.
Or Peter number 3, please.
Огромный трепет.
Hello, friends. Great excitement. An opportunity for the privilege to serve the world Kli, be responsible for it. We're all in a new reality. We have a new opportunity to take care of one another. Before, we used to wake up, go to our centers, call the friends, awaken them. We would sit quietly. Now things are very different. But we still wake up, we still check that everyone is up, everyone has an opportunity to connect, to call the friends, to awaken them to the lesson, so that each friend will be able to get up, turn on his computer, and aim our yearning for the Creator, to a big force of care. Every point that connects ignites a big flame of love and mutual concern, a great joy from the opportunity the Creator always gives us to care for one another, a real gratitude for it. Let's connect to it. Let's integrate into one common action called the morning lesson, a prayer, and the mutual concern.
From Rabash, a prayer of many. We can understand the importance of a prayer of many. As it is written, I dwell among my own people. The Zohar says, one should never retire from the people, because the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. This means that if one asks the Creator to give him vessels of bestowal, as our sages said, as he is merciful, you be merciful too, then one should pray for the whole collective. This is because then it is apparent that his aim is for the Creator to give him vessels of pure bestowal. As it was written, the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. It is known that there is no giving of half a thing from above. This means that when abundance is given from above down, it is for the whole collective. Again, from Rabash, a prayer of many. We can understand the importance of a prayer of many. As it is written, I dwell among my own people. The Zohar says, One should never retire from the people because the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. This means that if one asks the Creator to give him vessels of bestowal, as our sages said, as he is merciful, you be merciful too. One should pray for the whole collective. This is because then it is apparent that his aim is for the Creator to give him vessels of pure bestowal. As it was written, the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. It is known that there is no giving of half a thing from above. This means that when abundance is given from above downward, it is for the whole collective.
Volga. Вопрос на активный семинар. Что зависит от нас?
Question for an active workshop.
Что зависит от нас, чтобы
What depends on us so that the whole society will be able to receive all the abundance from above?
I heard that good means the equivalence of form of the Creator. So, in any way that we can help each other engage in whatever is outside of ourselves, this, to some degree, brings us to equivalence of form, and it awakens lights that promote us towards the goal, Amit. You're mute, bro.
Okay.
Okay. What depends on us so that the whole society will be able to receive all the good from above? It all depends on us, even on me, each one should say. That's the correct attitude. What it actually depends on prayer, on trying to hold on to this picture. It's always difficult. It doesn't fall into place. You forget things and the order is not clear and the ten and dissemination and contentment and this and that. It's not important. It's fine. It's part of the prayer. The important thing is to exert.
Not only everything depends on me, even the whole world was created only for that, because everyone is organized and corrected, and I just have to do my part. This is what each part should constantly kind of recite to itself, demand the exertion, and nothing beyond that, Oded.
Depends on us and our attention. What we aim for, all the impressions we receive from the outside, how do we concentrate it, focus it towards the Creator? Eventually, it's all up to us.
We have a role to build this thing called the One. And this One should adhere to the other One. And it starts with personal effort, then the effort of the Ten, and then all of the Tens. And by this thing, we actually put together the true system, the true picture, that everything is just one united soul. Yoni.
The abundance is prepared up above, and depends on us what vessel are we coming to draw it. The abundance is always ready for everyone, as we read about it. If we come with a vessel that's corrupted, vessel of our ego, of course we won't succeed. If we're talking about the unity between us, the correct intention to pass it on, then we'll be able to draw it into our world.
what depends on us? It's an interesting question to take it and break it down into actions, into exertion. A demand for correction, for light, for the greatness of the Creator, to try and actualize the things that Rav is asking of us to actualize. All of these things depend on us and on the effort that we're willing to invest, not the outcome, but the effort. Avinon.
Yeah, maximum connection, maximum dissemination. This is what's required of us. The more we are worthy of being this hosh, this role, then the light will come from above. The more we are worthy of being students of Rav, the lessons, work in the ten, worthy of leading humanity out of this crisis.
Вопрос на тихий семинар. Представим себе все творение как одно целое.
A question for a silent workshop. Let's imagine to ourselves the whole of creation as one whole body under one providence of the Creator, and with that thought we will enter the lesson. Again, let's imagine to ourselves the whole of creation as one whole body under a single providence of the Creator, and with that thought we will enter the lesson. Silent workshop.